Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Mirror Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle David. If you didn't know, now you know. Hang on, I need to change something here. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. Anyways, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Mirror. Thanks for joining. Thanks for listening. I today want to tell the story of a business that I started and stopped within 12 months. I started it. And then I shut it down about less than 12 months later, and I want to tell the story of it. Some of you know, some of you are around through this process, friends, family, social media followers, etc. But the name of the business that I started was called Kind Products. Kind Products, K-I-N-D, like be kind, Kind Products. And so I started this business in 2020 during the pandemic. A few things that went into my thought process here. One, we're all locked in our house, and I was like, I got to do something with my time. I got to do something with my mind. I need to do something with my time and my mind. Be kind. Nope, it wasn't that. It wasn't. It didn't rhyme like that. But I was like, I need to do something with my time. I need to do something with my mind. I need to make some money. I need to start a business. What am I going to do? So that was my first thought process around that. And then what I ended up doing is I was like, okay, what do I want to do? What do I want to start? And I saw some opportunity when it came to, as we all know, here's the opportunity, masks. Everybody had to wear a mask during the pandemic. Once they instituted masks and they're like, hey, everybody has to wear a mask, I was like, game on. Like that should, for me, that was the easiest business to start at the time is start selling masks. Like everyone in the world has to wear a mask. And my advantage in my mind was like, I know what a dope mask would look like, feel like it would, what it would be like, right? Like I wanted something, one, that looked cool, that was fashionable, and that fit well. And those were really my main two criteria. I wasn't so much concerned about, does this mask work well, even though I created one that I think worked well. It's all up for debate whether a mask does more harm than good or not anyways, but we'll save that for another conversation. But my two criteria, again, that I was trying to build off of was, again, one, can I make something that's fashionable and cool and cutting edge and trendy? And then can I make something that's comfortable to wear, right? So I set out on the journey to find those masks. I started scouring the internet, not to buy them, but to create them, right? I knew I needed to create something that was niche, that no one else had really created, and that was specific to me, and that I could put on myself and say, this is the best mask you could get, right? And so I spent weeks looking online, looking at Alibaba, if you know what that is, scouring the internet, looking at Shopify, how do I set up Shopify store, right? All the components it was going to take to, one, find a product, two, source the product, create and find, and then source the product, and then to sell, market and sell the product, right? I had to find and create the product, source the product, and then market and sell the product. So I ended up finding a manufacturer in China. Most of the people in the manufacturers I looked at were in China. And so I ended up finding a manufacturer in China. They sent me a sample of what I wanted. I said, tweak this, do this. It said, so to describe to you the mask, they were black masks. Snow cotton, I think was the name. Snow cotton. So really, really soft. Snow cotton material. It had the little nose piece that pinched down to seal your nose off. It had adjustable ear straps. And then the thing that actually branded it and made it cool and set it apart was on one side, these were black masks, and on one side in white letters, it said, be kind. And so my thought process here is everyone in the world has to wear a mask. I should create one that looks cool. I didn't mention this earlier. I should create one that looks cool, feels good, and has a dope message, has an impactful message. If everyone has to look at your face, when they look at your face, they should see a dope message. And I couldn't think of a better message during the pandemic than be kind, right? people were not kind, if you remember. If you remember the pandemic, the resounding attitude for most people wasn't kindness, right? Like, that wasn't the main thing that people were doing, was just being kind. So anyways, that's what I did, is I created a mask. I called them the Be Kind masks, and I sourced them from China, right? Again, I went back and forth a few times on samples. The funny thing about having to order samples from manufacturers in China is they'll send you like two or three samples, but it's going to cost you like $150. Like, because they have a minimum order quantity, right? They're not going to ship you across the ocean. They're not going to put all this work for a specific custom item, whatever it is, hats, shirts, t-shirts, I mean, tanks, cars, whatever. They don't want to make you just one or two or three, right? They have a minimum order quantity, meaning you can only order, you know, 100 or more. You know, we're not going to sell you three, which makes a ton of sense, right? It makes a ton of sense. If I was in the manufacturing business, I wouldn't want to make you like three of anything, right? Like, order 100 and we can talk. So the way they make sure that you're serious is the samples they send you on your product, on your kind of like on your initial product that they make for you, is they're going to charge you a lot of money to make sure that you're willing to pay all the shit. It's really just shipping and handling right across the ocean, like $150 for like three masks. So I went back and forth with them a few times, a couple different iterations, and landed on one that I really liked. It was dope. It's the one I described to you. Black mask, white letters, Be Kind down the side, adjustable ear straps, adjustable nose piece, and it feels comfy. Because again, like I said, I saw opportunity. I was like, 7 billion people approximately are being told they have to wear this one item. Like, this is the opportunity of a lifetime, right? If again, they ever tell everyone in the world they have to have one item, I'm going to hopefully be quick enough to make that item myself, right? And so that's what I did. I wasn't the first. It took me a little bit of time. I wish I would have moved sooner, but it was still early enough to where we were full-blown in the mask lockdown, whatever you want to call it. Everybody's got to wear a mask everywhere, all the time, always. And here's the thing, right? Like, if you're watching this and you're like, well, Kyle, like, I don't like masks. Like, that's communism. Like, all of that was a bunch of hogwash. I'm like, yes. But the capitalist in me didn't care. I saw an opportunity and I moved, right? Like, I don't care if you liked wearing masks or not. I didn't like wearing a mask. And I honestly, in hindsight, really highly disagree with them telling us we need to wear masks. One, from just like a personal freedom standpoint, and two, from a health standpoint, I don't believe the masks are healthy. I think they were actually detrimental. But nonetheless, it was a business opportunity. The capitalist in me took over and we went for it. So I ended up getting, I think the first order I made was like 1,000 masks. And they just ship them to your front door, right? This big box, probably like a few feet by a few feet, shows up at my door, and it's 1,000 packaged in the plastic packaged masks that I ordered. And so it was time to get to work. So then what I did is I started an Instagram page, started a TikTok page, right? You got to market on social media, especially during that time. Everyone's staring at their phone all day because we're all locked in our houses. So I got to work on trying to make content, create content. And then I was very interested in the Amazon FBA business, fulfilled by Amazon, where you ship them your products and you make the listing and they'll fulfill the products, meaning they'll send it to you and you and you. And then they just take a percentage of that. I don't have to hold the inventory. I don't have to have a warehouse or any type of storage, right? They'll hold them, store them, ship them, fulfill them, and I just take my percentage from it. So I sent the majority of them, maybe half of them, that's probably more accurate, about half of them to Amazon, and we were up and rocking, right? We were up and rocking. I had some people I know take pictures in them that I could use for listings on Amazon, that I could use on my website. I built a website too through Shopify, and then that I could post on social media, right? So you got to have, right? You have to have images and videos. Just, this is the world we live in. You got to have a website, right? You need to have a landing page, a website to sell them on, and then utilize Amazon, utilize the tools that we have. So I did that. And so that we were off and running. I was telling people about it. So I was working at a restaurant at the time. And I was telling my coworkers about it, the people I served about it. I was trying to tell everybody about it. And here's the best part. I was wearing it. So people were grassroots asking me, like, where'd you get that mask? That's such a great mask. And I'm like, oh, well, I actually sell them. And I actually have some in my backpack in the back. Right. So I'm hustling one at a time here out at the restaurant, out in public. And then I'm rocking them off the website and off of Amazon. Right. So I am like, here we go. Right. My idea, my thought through this is I'm going to sell this product. I'm going to branch out to other products and I'm going to scale this company online. Boom. Right. It started with the mask idea, but my mind, my wheels are turning. I'm like, well, what else? What else? What else? What can we do next? And so I was selling a lot of them just hand to hand, right? Like people at the restaurant, here you go. Here's one, here's three, here's five. I landed them. If I remember correctly, I paid like $1.60 per mask landed from China to my front door. Something ridiculous like that, $1.60. Then I'm selling them for $10, $12.99 on Amazon, $10 on my website, $10 in person, $5 to some people. I'm giving some away for free. Because here's the thing, right? Like, there's something about grassroots marketing about, like, I give you a couple for free, but then you're going to wear them. And then the people around you are going to be like, well, where'd you get that? You don't have any more now. You got to point them now. I'm going to give you my card that has the Amazon link QR code on it. So you have two. You and your husband got two at the restaurant. Now you leave, right? And your kids ask you about it. Your friends ask you about it. They're like, where'd you get that? And you don't have any more. You just got the two that I gave you for free, knowing that you're going to go wear them. Someone's going to ask you about them. You're going to tell them the story of how great it was. This server at the restaurant gave them to you. They were free. He was so nice. And you're going to go find them on Amazon and you're going to buy three, four, five more. Right? So even though I gave you two for free, I'm going to make up for that. I'm going to get my two back and the five you bought. And then I'm going to profit off the next three. Right? So like I'm out here just, I'm giving these things away to the people that I think will be helpful for. I'm messaging people on social media and just asking them if I can send them some. I messaged a bunch of people from Gary Vee's camp. If you know Gary Vee, he's all about kindness and empathy. And I knew that message would resonate with his people, his team, people around him, right? Claude Silver, who's literally the second in command at VaynerMedia. I don't know her title exactly right now, Chief People Officer, CHRO, Head of Human Resources. I don't know what their title is right now. Claude Silver, I asked her if I could send her a bunch. I sent her like 10 masks. Nick Dio, if you know Nick, who's on his team, I sent Nick a bunch. I sent a bunch of people on social media that were influential masks. And I sent them for free, right? I'm not trying to sell them to those people, right? That's just like influencer marketing. But I'm not charging them, right? And they don't have an affiliate link. I'm just like, hey, can I send you these with the hope that they would, which they did, wear it, take a picture, and post it on social media, right? I could have done better in the way I could have provided them like a link or like somewhere to point people, because what was happening is they were just posting, wearing it, posting a picture, but there was nowhere to really point people to. So that was my mistake, but it was working. Like people were getting the free masks I sent them, wearing them, posting a picture on social media, and I was getting awareness, right? And so I'm just figuring it out as I go here, right? We're in the middle of a pandemic. I'm also trying to worry about my health, my family, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm just out here getting after it, right? I'm getting after it, trying to sell these masks. I sell through the 1,000. I got to order another 1,000. So I order another 1,000 from China. Bink, show up to my door like 2 weeks later and keep on rocking. And I was doing this for, you know, a while, many months and months and months and months. And I learned a lot, right? Like, so a few things that I learned. Well, actually, let me end the story of the business. I shut it down as I started with. I ended up shutting down the website, shutting down the company and doing something else. So through the pandemic and it starts to lift, right? And you don't have to wear masks and all the things. I'm like, okay. Well, I got to do something different here because masks ain't going to be selling for too much longer. So what I did is I was like, I'll do t-shirts, right? Simple. My whole idea was very simple and basic. Just the message being like the branding on all the items, right? On the mask, it just said, be kind down the side. So I started making t-shirts, black t-shirts. I didn't have colors. It was black with white, be kind. And that was it. That was it. right? And then I started making some women's tank tops, different colors, Be Kind. Made some beanies, Be Kind. Some hoodies, Be Kind, right? So I was like, let me branch out and make some other products, brand them basically the same. It was the same font. It was the same branding. Be Kind, basic white letters. And that's what I was doing. So they weren't selling nearly as much as the mask, as you can imagine, because everyone had to wear a mask versus shirts, right? Beanies, hoodies, more optional. So anyways, I started doing that. In the mix of all this, I had met somebody at the restaurant. He was telling me about this tech company they were building. And I was like, nah, man, like I'm trying to work for myself. I don't want to work for a company again. I've done it. I played that game. Don't like it. Don't like building other people's vision. Don't like climbing the stupid corporate ladder. My talents are going to be well served. Working for me, making my own money for me. And so we were friendly. We chatted a bunch, but I wasn't interested in his tech company. Fast forward like 6 months later, he's leaving town. He's moving away. Wants to introduce me to some of the people from his company. The CEO, the CRO, VP of sales, a couple people come in, small company, right? And I meet them and we vibe, like there was definitely a connection. I go that night to see him off, say goodbye, and he tells me a little more. And anyways, long story short, a lot of things clicked, fell into place. I had some conversations. They recruited me to come work at this tech company and get in to their sales team. And I did it. I thought I was going to be able to do that and keep running this on the side. And I probably could have, but once I got into it, realized I had a lot to learn about sales and tech companies. And I just wanted to master the craft of the role I'd just taken at this tech company. So a few months in, I was trying to do them both. Long story short, ran out of energy and the shirts weren't popping off. I didn't have the energy to really drive any sales or revenue towards the shirts and the hoodies and the beanies and the other things that I created. Masks had kind of fallen off at that time. We were opened back up. So I just made the executive decision to shut down the website, shut it all down, and go all in on my role at the tech company. So that's how it all ended. You can still find the Instagram page. You can still find the TikTok page. Kind products out there. Nothing's on Amazon anymore, obviously, but that was kind of the story and the journey. And I'll share a few things that I learned, good and bad, and that I would do differently. One, I mean, just practically, I learned how to source items from manufacturers, right? Like, I didn't know how to do that beforehand. I just figured out, I searched the internet, I studied, I did some research, I played around, and I figured out how to source products on the internet. So now, if I was to start a physical products company again, of any kind, right? Hoodies, beanies, supplements, it doesn't matter. Like I could find a manufacturer. So being able to find a manufacturer and communicate with the manufacturer in a different language, mind you, I forgot to mention that. They weren't English speakers, as you can imagine, in China. So me being able to find a manufacturer, communicate with them, and get an order placed was a big learning. And that I think that's a good skill to have. I learned some about how to market online. I could have done more there. I could have been better at learning how to market better online. But I did learn the importance of marketing online, social media marketing, right? Like running some ads, specifically Amazon. What do they call it? I can't remember it. Doesn't matter. Like their clicks per whatever ad platform they have. So I learned how to run that. And then the other thing, like I said, was how to garner awareness through free. Right? Through free. Give, 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 right? I was giving people masks at the restaurant, people that I knew. I was giving free ones. I was sending them to friends back home, friends and family. I was sending them to my parents to give to people they knew. And like I said, I was reaching out to people on social media and asking them if I could send them free masks because I knew that they would probably post them and that would be a good move. So those are some of the things I learned that were good. I raised money from my family. I asked my aunt and uncle for some money. I asked my grandfather for some money and asked my parents for some money to place the initial order. Because like I said, I ordered 1,000 units, right? I needed a couple $1,000 to get going. So I raised some money from family, quickly paid them back. But so I learned how to raise a little bit of money. Not complicated. Just ask. Just ask. Hey, I'm doing this thing. This is what it's going to look like. Could I get X amount of dollars? Like, don't overcomplicate it. People will tell you no. People will tell you yes. you can raise some money by just asking. And then the white labeling a product, right? Like I had a basic idea and then I stamped my logo and my brand on it. So anyways, here's some things that if I could go back, I would have done differently. I didn't have a plan initially. I didn't think through like, hey, these masks are going to go away. Like as these masks go away, I should probably have a second product lined up. I did that too late, right? So the mask sales were already dwindling by the time I even thought about making t-shirts, making beanies, making hoodies, doing the next thing, right? The masks had already dwindled. And if I could go back, I would have had a better plan and a better strategy for the second product and how to roll that one out. The other thing that if I could go back, I didn't spend enough time on social media marketing. I figured out some of it. I know the power of it, but I didn't go all the way in on social media marketing. Like I said, I was sending people free masks. I wasn't giving them links for how they could tell their people to get a hold of them. There were just some misses there on the marketing side through social media that I would have done better. I would have done better with figuring out social media ads and running more powerful ads. I kind of got frustrated, got stuck at some points, and kind of didn't go all the way through with running good social media ads. And then the other thing is I didn't keep good financials. Like I was bringing in the money and then I was spending the money on the things, but I wasn't recording anything. Like don't know how much I made, how much I spent, like no clue. Which if you know me, that makes sense because I'm not the details guy, right? I'm vision and mission and build and scale and figure things out. But I'm not good at like the details. I probably need like a CFO if it would have gone any further, or just somebody to help me like build a basic spreadsheet and track my financials. So big miss. Don't know how much I ended up making or losing. Like I said, I paid back the initial investment to my family, but not sure how much we made or lost or where everything was going. So that's a big miss. I literally didn't track any of the money. So good learnings there. So some of the biggest learnings for me, and hopefully this is helpful for you, is there is no such thing as fail, right? Even though I shut it down, I shut down the website, I shut down the business, it was a net win. I learned a lot. I made a little money. I figured out a lot of things that I wouldn't have known before. And so that just validates the statement that I believe in fully, is that you either win or you learn. There's no fail. If you go act on something, you win or you learn, or both. You win some, you lose some, you learn a lot, right? That's what happened in that endeavor, is I won, I learned a lot, and so I didn't fail, right? I didn't fail. When I start my next business, I'm more well-positioned for that. So there you go. The other learning is like just try stuff. Like if you have an idea, a business, a podcast, just do it. Just go do it. Just try, iterate, learn, fail. Most of all, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. I believed in myself. I had moments of doubt along the way with practical, technical things. But the whole time I believed in myself, I knew that I was somebody that could build something meaningful. I knew it. I knew it. I still know it. I've always known it. So you got to go. Just try stuff, learn, fail, iterate, and believe in yourself. You have to, right? Like, you're not going to accomplish anything if you don't just go and act and do. So that's a big learning. And the last thing is, like, look for opportunities. Look for opportunities, right? Like, I saw the world being told they had to wear this one specific item, and a light bulb went off in my head, and I was like, that's an opportunity, right? Like, everyone has to have the same item. That sounds like a great opportunity for me. I don't know at any other time in history where everyone is ordered to purchase the same product, right? Like think if tomorrow, for whatever reason, everyone said, you have to buy this exact car. The maker of that car is going to make a fortune. Right? So that's where my head was at. I was looking for opportunity. And when that happened, I found it, right? Like it's an arbitrage, right? Like it's an arbitrage. What I did is I found the masks at landed price of $1.60 or whatever. and I sold them for $10, $12.99. I arbitraged, right? But you have to look for opportunity. And then when you find it, like I said before, you have to take advantage. You have to execute. If you see an opportunity, you just have to go. Like, you have to jump on it and do it, right? Don't overthink it. You'll learn along the way. You'll fail along the way, or you'll slip up along the way. But just go. Just do. So anyways, that's the story of Kind Products, the business that I built, I started, I grew a little bit, and then I shut down because I took on a different craft. I have all the skills now, the tools in my tool belt to pull out again when I do the next thing. It wasn't the right time, but I learned a lot. And if you have any questions, hit me up on social media. I'm happy to answer what I learned, what I failed at, what I should have done, etc. Anyways, doesn't matter. Happy to answer any questions. I'm not an expert by any means. No one really is. We're all figuring this out along the way. But I like to build. I like business. I like starting things. I like making my ideas happen. That's what I'm doing with this podcast. And that's what I did with Kind Products. So there you go. Hope you learned something from my endeavors, my failures, my wins, my mistakes. That's the whole purpose of this podcast, is to help you learn something from what I'm learning or what I believe. So anyways, thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with another episode of Inside the Mirror. Until then, stay blessed. Adios.